Good morning and welcome to the Market Buzz podcast on CNBC TV 18 with me, Meghna Sen. Well, Friday is finally here and we are heading into the last trading day of the week. Nifty continued Thursday's momentum and closed with gains of 71 points at 21,911 levels near the day's high. The broader market outperformed with Nifty Midcap 100 and Nifty Smallcap 100 up 1% each. PSU stocks resumed their ongoing rally after a short pause. Oil and gas posted solid gain due to impressive quarterly results, improved gross refining margin and strong growth expected in India's oil consumption going forward. Mahindra & Mahindra was the top Nifty gainer, surging 7% on a healthy set of Q3 earnings. M&M's December quarter performance were in line, driven by a strong growth in the SUV segment. A lot of brokerages continued to be bullish on the stock. CLSA, Nomura, HSBC have buy recommendations and some have also raised their target prices on the counter. Experts say Nifty is currently placed at the edge of moving above the minor downtrend line, resistance around 21,900 to 21,950 levels. A decisive break above this hurdle could open the doors for new all-time highs around 22,150 levels. Immediate support is at 21,800. While the Bank Nifty bulls maintained their strong dominance as the index closed above the 46,000 mark for the first time since February 1. PNB, Federal Bank, State Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, SDFC Bank led gains, while selling was seen in Axis Bank, AU Small Finance Bank, ICICI Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank. Interior Healthcare IPO will list on the exchanges today. The issue was subscribed 1.53 times. It received bids for 1.09 crore shares as against 71.50 lakh shares on offer. Oil and gas stocks will be in focus today as the government has revised its windfall gain tax on crude petroleum with effect from February 16. Overnight in the US, all three major indexes ended trading session in positive territory. The S&P 500 climbed 0.58%, settling at 5,029.73 to close at a new record high, while the Nasdaq Composite added 0.30% to close at 15,906.17. The Dow Jones Industrial Average traded 348.85 points higher or 0.91% to end at 38,773.12. Among stocks that are in the F&O band today, Canara Bank has entered the list from today's session. Aurobindo Pharma, National Aluminium and Punjab National Bank is out of the F&O band list. That's all for today. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com for more market insights as we head into the final day of trading.